Sunday, Tisha B'Av, 18th of July, Rabbi Bixler Shvana, Yonah the Yemer.
B'shist Morad Asr Shlita, Kol HaKol HaKodesh Hazeh. Today is Tisha B'Av, and I would like Be'ezes Hashem to share a message with the Olam, which perhaps we can take with us as an inspiration in order to stop the trend, so to speak. This Tisha B'Av has to stop. Nochayud. Who would believe that after what Klal Yisrael went through in the last year, that we would still be sitting on the floor and saying the kinnas in the way we said it today? Kinnas, it may be something which may stay, but it will be something happy, zmiras. But to sit on the floor again, nochayud, what's the tachlis? So perhaps we can try to find something which ulai, with that, we may stop this trend and taka be zoicha to see the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. We'll start off with the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph, in Aruch Chaim Siman Aleph. The Mechaber Paskins in Siman Aleph Siv Gimel, Roi l'chol yirei shamayim, she'ei meitzer v'doyeg al chorben Beis Hamikdash. It is appropriate that every Yirei Shamayim should be Meitzar, means it should hurt him, V'doyek, he should be worried on Churban Beis HaMikdash. This Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Tisha B'Av, Bechlal, every day. A Yirei Shamayim is Roi that he should be Meitzar V'doyek. This is the Makar that we had, that used to be Yidden, that used to do Tikkun Chatzos every night, and they would cry and lament on the Indian of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. In Eretz Yisrael, you still have, and it's getting less and less. It used to be many people would do it, and obviously not everyone had to know. You know, some people, you know, are Hatznei Aleches, not everyone has to know what people do. They say a story about someone that he would sit and say Tikkun Chatzos, he would cry, and he would leave his window from the outside open a drop. So they asked him, why are you leaving your window open a drop? He said, because Ve'etzem, I'm doing this B'tzina, I don't want anyone to know. But how will people know that I also have a midah of Atznei Aleches? So I have that window open a drop, this way there's a chance of people finding out my midah of Atznei Aleches. But Be'etzem, this used to be an avoida that people would do all year round. Now the question is, why does the Mechaber say, Roi l'chol yirei shamayim, she'ei meitzer v'doyeg? What does it have to do with an inyan of yirei shamayim? Why doesn't it say, Roi l'chol yirei shamayim, she'aniach tfilin, Roi l'chol yirei shamayim, she'yikach dalad minim? Why, punked by this inyan of Meitzer V'Doeg on Churban Beis HaMikdash, does the Shulchan Aruch say that it's an inyan of a Yirei Shamayim? They say a vort from the Kotzker Rebbe, who asks, why does the Shulchan Aruch say, Roi L'chol Yirei Shamayim, She'ei Meitzer V'Doeg on Churban Beis HaMikdash? Because he says, someone that's not a Yirei Shamayim has to be Meitzer V'Doeg on his own Churban. But someone that's a Yirei Shamayim, so he doesn't have a Churban on his own. So he has to worry about Churban Beis HaMikdash. But the emes is, we take need to understand, why is it connected to the inyan of Yirei Shamayim? So some of Farshim suggest as follows. What is considered a Yirei Shamayim? What is the optaich? How do we, what's the gather of a Yirei Shamayim? So first of all, there's a very nice pshat I once heard. Why is a God-fearing person called a Yirei Shamayim? Why not Yirei Elokim? In the Torah, we don't find the concept of Yirei Shamayim. In the Torah, we find Yiras Elokim, What is the gedder of Yiras Shamayim? So I once heard a fascinating pshat. The Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga that when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, how did he create the world? Ba'maoros, asara ma'maoros. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam said Yehi Rakia, the Rakia started unraveling, and it was unraveling, and it was unraveling, and it was unraveling, and it was just going on and on. The Ribbono Shel Olam said Yehi Rakia. Ad, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave a garo, he gave a scream, and he said, stop. And va'omdu, the Shamayim stood, and the Gemara says, va'adayin hein oimdim, migarosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called the Yiras Shamayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave a scream 5,781 years ago, and it's still frozen in action because of that scream. That's called the Yiras Shamayim. But the question is, how do you define a Yiras Shamayim? So let's take a look in a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, says as follows: Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, called Odom Sheyesh Bo Torah, the Ein Bo Yiras Shamayim. He can have Torah; it's a big Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't have Yiras Shamayim. Doima LeGizber Shemosru Loi Mafteches HaPnimiyos UMafteches HaChitzonis Loi Mosru Loi, which means that he has keys to get in to the inside room, but he doesn't have the keys to get into the from the outside room into the inside, and therefore those keys are not worth much. Bahai Ayil, how does he get in if he doesn't have the keys to the outside doors? So Rashi says, what's a Yiras Shamayim? Rashi says Azoi, Im Yiras Shamayim Hu Nasa Choreid Lishmor Velasois Veim Lav Einoi Chosh LeToirosoi. What Rashi is saying here, Gavaldi Yisoid, people learn Torah. When a person learns Torah, the proper way to learn Torah is, as the Ramban writes in his letter, famous letter, Igeres HaRamban, anytime you get up from a sefer, you should be mezboinen, what is it that I learned? What is it that I can do based on what I just learned? Otherwise, your learning is not, that's not called learning. Learning is l'lmoid l'lamei, Lishmoir Velasois. Says Rashi, that someone that's a Yiras Shamayim, he is Nasa Choreid Lishmoir Velasois, which means I just learned something, so now let me apply it, let me find a practical application. How do I take this and I'm Amoitzit Min HaKoyach Al HaPoyach? But if someone is not a Yiras Shamayim, Ein Nechosh LeToirosoi, which means, so I learned, so the Torah says something, but it doesn't... It's not lemaisa. He doesn't. He's not moitzit min hakoyach al hapoyel. That is the way Rashi touches up an inyan of Yiras Shamayim. So oy bazoy, perhaps we can suggest as follows: when it comes to the inyan of misabel al churban Yerushalayim, people have a very hard time with the whole concept. And the emphasis is, we can understand why we have a hard time with the concept, because it's something that we don't even know. We never knew better. We never knew what we had, so we can't appreciate what we lost. And that's the Derech HaOlam. And the emes is, many times when it comes the 9 days and people are asking shailas, you can see that people really want to do the right thing, but we're so far removed from the whole metzias. You know, one of the best shailas that I had in this regard a few years ago was someone called me up in a year like this year, where Tisha B'Av is early in July, the 9 days is mamish early in July, which usually doesn't come out. Usually Tisha B'Av is more in August. And they tell me, Azoi, that months ago they bought tickets to a circus. They saw, and, you know, it's a tickets on offer, and they bought tickets to go to a circus. And now they realize that it's the 9 days. So they want to know, can they go to a circus in the 9 days or not? Now, if you open up the Shulchan Aruch, you know, you're not going to find the halacha there about not going to the circus. You know, you have to know, music, not music, can you go b'chlal to the circus a whole year? That's a different shaila. But the question is, you know, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say, ein leilech, you know, the circus, the 9 days. It doesn't say that. Not everything has to say in the Shulchan Aruch. But one thing I can tell you, if lo yaleinu, a person would be in Avelus, they wouldn't ask this question. So they have tickets for a circus, so what? The point is that, you know, even though people are trying to keep the letter of the halacha, but the spirit of it is lacking. And in other words, the only way that a person is able to slowly reach levels in this inyan is the way David HaMelech says. David HaMelech says, "Mipiku decha es boinam," which means that a person is able to be mezboinen from the pikudim, from the dinei haTorah. You can get a flavor of what the Torah wants. If a person goes through Hilchas Tisha B'Av from beginning to end, a person will see that we have so many dinim that Chazal and later the Poskim instituted to imitate the concepts of Avelus. In Avelus you have Oinen, Mesa Mutalafonov. Mesa Mutalafonov is something that, you know, a person, the highest level of Tzar is when it's Mesa Mutalafonov. Then you have Avelus Yom Rishon. Then you have Shiva, Shloshim. When you look at the halachas of the 9 days of Tisha B'Av, you find Me'ikar Adin, the Indian of Basar V'Yayin, is only Asr on Erev Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara says that Klola, whoever eats meat and drinks wine on Erev Tisha B'Av, by Suda Mafsekes. Why? Because Erev Tisha B'Av is Meisa Mutalafonov, which means it's, you know, it's very hot, it's Cham, as we find the Lashon in the Gemara. And then we have up to Chatzos on Tisha B'Av, we don't put on Tefillin. That's Avedas Yom Rishon. And then it goes down gradually. So we see if a person is Mizboinen from the Halachas, we can tell where Chazal would like us to be, where our headspace should be in these days. But that's only if a person is a Yirei Shamayim, and therefore he is Chored Lishmor Velasois, which means that from his learning, from the Torah that he has, with his Yira Shamayim, that helps him, that he should want to be Motzim and Akoyach HaLapoyel, all these dinim. When a person understands that there's a concept of Meisa Mutalafonov, you don't ask a question about going to the circus. So that's, in order to get to that, you need to be a Yiras Shamayim. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, Roy l'chol Yiras Shamayim, she'ei meitze v'doig on churban beis hamikdash. Because otherwise, it's a task that's impossible. And the Emes is azoi. We know that when it comes to the inyan of other mitzvahs and other yomim tovim. Let's say, for example, come Sukkot. Sukkot is a time, Zman Simchaseinu, you have to be happy. A person wakes up one morning, Chalamoy, he's not happy, what should he do? So, you know, you go to shul, and you go to Simchas Beis HaShoeva, you dance, you drink. It doesn't take long for a person to sort of jump on the bandwagon and become part of it. But when it comes to being Mis'abel, you can't just fake it. It doesn't work. And that is why it looks the way it looks. So basically, what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us is trying to give us a tool. How is it, how a person can perhaps reach a level of being Mis'abel, Meitzer V'Doig, and the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that is through being a Yirei Shamayim. Now the Emes is, the Indian of being a Yirei Shamayim, as Rashi explains, that a person is Chored, Lishmoy Velasois, doesn't only apply in the Indian of Meitzer V'Doig. Avada, that's what we're talking about now. But there's another Indian, which I think is something that we should think about and perhaps work on. And as I said before, this will perhaps bring upon us the Geula Shalem. There's an Indian that we find, Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. Many people, the way they behave, you know, with other people, that it's very obvious that they're not Chored Lishmer V'Lasos. We know there's a klal that we learn about, Ein Odom Noigeya Bameh Shemuchon L'Chaveroi Afila Kol Shehu, which means that no one can take anything away from me. What is meant to be mine and is destined, and no one can touch it. And if someone takes away something that I think it's mine, that's all it is. I think it's mine, but it's not really mine. The Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch, writes, by the mitzvah of Lois Sikoim, where there's an issa to take nekoma, he wants to know, why is there an issa to take nekoma? Why is that one of the mitzvahs in the Torah? So the Chinuch famously says, that what is the inyan of nekoma? Someone did something wrong, someone chepped me, someone embarrassed me, And, you know, I want to take revenge. Revenge is very sweet. Says the chinuch, he did something to you? He chaffed you? This is a message from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he brings the story with David HaMelech. David HaMelech, when he was running away from Avshalom, and he was at a low point in his life, and Shimi ben Gera cursed him, and his people wanted to, you know, make mincemeat out of him, and he said, no, it's not him, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, I hear it, I get the message. And basically, says the chinuch, if a person is a believer, if a person is a mamon, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is one who runs the world, yes, this guy is the shliach, and Megalgin Choyv Alidei Chayev, and eventually Shimi ben Gera died, had to die. And David HaMelech, you know, took care of it. But the point is that when a person goes through something, or something happens to a person, then if a person realizes what it really is, then he sees the Yad Hashem, he sees the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that should change the attitude and the way people behave. You hear stories about fighting that goes on between people, whether it's brothers over Yerusha, or whether whatever it may be. Sometimes you just don't understand how these people can be believers. Or you hear people going to court, doing things which are negative Torah, because what do you mean? Yena took something, Yena is infringing on my rights. And therefore, there's a way how to go about it. There's a Torah. Yes, it doesn't always work. And, you know, all the excuses we all know, and all the tainas that those people have against, you know, the establishment, everything we know. But the point is, if a person would be chared lishmor velasos, then many things would be totally different. Sometimes you see someone, you know, by mistake, blocked someone's driveway. And we're not even talking, you know, the whole driveway. We're talking about, you know, a little part of the driveway. And people go shouting, screaming, you know, I understand, he's wrong, 100%. But if a person would be chared lishmor velasos, then the whole attitude would be different. Because, you know, this is something that the Ribbono Shel Olam sent, and Enoch HaNama, that doesn't justify the person's behavior. But the person's reaction, our reaction to other people's behavior, would be totally different if we would be chared lishmor velasos. Many times, from certain behavior that people behave in certain cases, you wonder if they're bechlal erlich frimayidin. Because an erlich frimayid who has a Torah, who tells us what to do and how to do, would behave totally different. And the emes is, someone told me a very interesting story. He lives on a street, which is quite a busy street, and there's a bunch of houses, you know, packed, you know, there's no space between one house and the other one, like here. And he wanted to make a flat, whatever you call it, an apartment for a tenant. So he has a garage, and he wanted to fix that garage to have a tenant. So the way it works is you send out a survey for all the neighbors. And he had a neighbor that lived maybe 20 houses down. We're talking about literally, you know, the other end of the street, who opposed. And the way it goes is that you see exactly who opposes and why they oppose, you know, the letters they write in. He wrote in a letter, because I have a plan of maybe getting a tenant, and he might have a car, and your tenant, which might have a car, is going to make more, you know, one space less from my tenant. And therefore, he goes and he wants to stop him, and, you know, it goes with all the, you know, everything that comes with it. You know, that's totally against the Mahalach HaTorah. In other words, Avada, if a person has a taina against someone else, and you're behaving within your rights, matoy v'manoim. But, you know, sometimes people, you know, complain about other people and go, we're not talking about Masira, which, you know, that's something in its own. We're talking b'chlal about an attitude. I mean, many people can tell you stories about neighbors trying to stop other neighbors doing things which are 100% within their right. And the way they fight and the oifen of going to the authorities, etc., is in such a oifen that it's hard to believe that these people are yarei v'charei lishmei velases. Because we have a Torah, and if a person believes that his tenant's car is not going to stop your tenant's car from parking, then, you know, this whole thing, I'm just giving you a mashal, but the point I'm trying to make is, that people have taken the liberty of mustering other people to the authorities for things which they have every right to do, but you know, someone has a big house, etc., etc. You're upset about the extension that he made 10 years ago. You're upset about that. You're upset about that, and therefore you try to get him, you know, at every point and juncture that you can. That's not the Derech HaTorah. A Yid doesn't do that. And if we won't behave that way, and we behave in a way that's not up to the, you know, expectations of a Frim Yid, then it's a very big problem. We have a Yerushalmi in Masechtas Yuma. So everyone knows the Gemara in Masechtas Yuma in Bavli that speaks about the chilik between the Bais Rishon was Nechrav because of the Sholosh Chamuros, and the Bais Sheni was Nechrav because of Sinas Chinam. That's the Bavli. The Yerushalmi goes into very gory detail, and I think it's kedai to hear the lashon of the Yerushalmi, what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi says azoy, Rav Yochanan bar Tarosa Omar, Motzomer Shlechor v'Shiloi, this is not in the Bavli, the Bavli doesn't say about Shiloi. Shiloi was Nechrav, Eloshoi Mevazem Esamoyadois. They were Mevazem Esamoyadois, which means they were working on Chalamoid. They were doing things which the Mishnah in Ovis speaks about Hamavaza Samoyadis. Umachalalin es HaKadoshim, that's the infamous story with Eli's children, how they were Mavaza the Kodoshim, etc. Motzonu says the Yerushalmi, Shaloichor Ababais, Berishoina, Eloshahoya, Oibdekechovim, Megale, Aroyes, Veshoif Chendomim. These are the Sholosh Chamuros, that's the Bais Rishon. Avo Besheni, now this is a Moyli Gishtar Koloshim. In the Bais Sheni says Rabbi Yochanan, Makirin Onu Oysam. We knew them. In other words, this is not history. This is not something that, you know, we're saying old tales. This is, we knew them. We knew their generation, the generation of the Bais Sheni. Makirin Onu Oysam. Shahoyu Yegein Batoira. They were learning Shtark Torah, Iyun. They were Mesiagea Batoira. Zehirin Bemitzvahs. Ubemeisters. They were doing all the mitzvahs and all the meisters, which means they were ticking all the boxes that you have to do in order to be an Erlich Yid. V'chol mida toy v'hoysa behen. Elo, shehoyu oyhavin es hamomoin. They loved money, which is not such a bad thing, but v'soinen elu la'elu sinas chinam. In other words, what the Yerushalmi is saying is that the sinas chinam that came about from what? From oyhavin es hamomoin. Which means that an oyhavin es hamomoin usually goes with only I'm allowed to have. In other words, if I finish yanem, and that's where the sinas chinam came about. The kosher sinas chinam shishkila kenegad with the zor gilai arayz is shvichas dom. So we see from here that even after they kach yegeim batoira, it doesn't say, you know, they were learning abyssal, yoytze tzizam. They were misyageim batoira, and they were mekayim all the mitzvahs and the whole vest toiva, every midah toiva they had. But they also liked money. Now, they used to say, you know, is there anything wrong for someone that likes money? I like the Ribbon Shlom, I like money. It's not such a bad thing, but usually it comes with strings attached. And this time, what it came attached to was the inyan of the Oysonim Ze'ezeh Sinas Chinam. And that is a terrible thing. And the emphasis is, I would like to take this one more level. There is a Medrash in Eicha, the Psicha of Eicha, where the Medrash brings down that Ata Moitze, says the Medrash, B'shoh she'nechnasu soinim le'Yerushalayim, when the Goyim came into Yerushalayim, nechnasu imoim amoinim umoyovim. The amoinim umoyovim also went with them, nechnasu lebeis kodshei HaKadoshim. They went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, umotzu shom shnei keruvim. They found the two keruvim, not lo oisam v'notz no oisam b'klivo. They put in those keruvim into a cage. We said it in the kinnis today a few times, once beferish and a few times beremes, that the amoinim amoyovim, they went and they found the keruvim in the kodesh hakodeshim, and they went around and they rode it around in chutzes Yerushalayim. Ba'omrim lo hayisam omrim she'ena umah zoyse vedas avodis kechovim. The Yidden claim that they're not paganists, they don't do Avodah Zarah, and here Re'u Mamot Sinolam, we found these statues. But Oysa Shah, says the Medrash, Nishba Kodesh Baruch Hu Shehu Mekakeya Beitzosa Min Oilom, that he's going to be Oikem Min Ashoyos, he's going to totally destroy Amon Emoyov because of this thing. All the Mefarshim ask, why is it such a bad thing? What did they do so wrong? They have a good kasha. They don't know. They don't know our Torah. They don't know that the Torah says in Parshas Yisroi after the Atem Re'isem that the Hechesev Aleizov, as Rashi says, that the Kruvim are an exception, and only if you make it the way I tell you to make it, and only if you make two, you make them out of gold, not out of silver. In other words, we have a Torah. In our Torah, we have a clause that the Kruvim are not part of Avodah Zorah, but Avada. Stamazoi Kruvim is proper Avodah Zorah. If a Yid would make Kruvim in his house, it, Rashi says in Parashat Yisrael, it's proper Avodah Zorah. Why is it that... So they asked the Kasha. They should have told them, no, you're wrong, because it's not Avodah Zorah. Why does it seem from this Medrash that because they went around and they were making Choizik, that the Chayiv Afkidei Kach, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be Oiker them in Ashoresh? So the Mefarshim explained that, you know, you have to read between the lines. This wasn't their peeve that, you know, they found proven. Their peeve was something else. We find in Chazal, there's a stira, the Gemara in Yuma, the stira, it says one place, Ifneim Ishalochiv, that the Kruvim face each other. There's another Mashmois that they face away from each other. Says the Gemara, Kam bi Yisrael Oysen Ritzoyne Shal Mokoyim, that's when they face each other. Be'en Oysen Ritzoyne Shal Mokoyim, they face away from each other. According to this Gemara, in what position should they have found the Kruvim, the Shaz, the Churban, which was at the lowest point of where Klal Yisrael was? They should have found them facing away from each other. But instead, they found them facing each other as if Oysim Ritzoyin Yishol Mokin. Shtel Tzachakasha, what's going on here? If it's Ein Oysim Ritzoyin Yishol Mokin, the Mefarshim say that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, as the saying goes, we don't have to air our laundry in public. Which means, yes, between me and Klal Yisrael, when it's Ein Oysin, there's a different way of how they are. But now that the Goyim come in, they're facing each other because it's none of their business what's going on privately between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is something that the Goyim could not halt Ois. They couldn't handle such a thing. Because at the end of the day, how is it possible that at such a low point in the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam, we should find the Kruvim in that way? And that, Rabbeisai, is the biggest chizik for us. Because at the end of the day, what does that show? That Avada, you know, if we misbehave, the Ribbono Shel Olam punishes us. But at the end of the day, the Ahava, the level of love that the Ribbono Shel Olam has for us is Ahavas Olam. It didn't change, it never changed, it never wavered. But that's only, Rabbeisai, if we at least amongst us have ahava to each other. The biggest tsar that a parent can have, and that's something anyone that has kids that are already getting older can tell you. The biggest tsar that parents can have is if they see their kids not getting along. So how do we think that Ribbono Shel Olam feels if Klal Yisrael don't get along with each other? It's the biggest pain that's shayach, and especially if we see how the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you know, you have issues, it's, you know, it's no one's business. So at least, between us, we should have that ahava. At least, we're not talking, you know, it says, loisisna esokicha bilvovecha, va'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. Why by a brother does it say, loisisna? Why not, you should love? Abrida, it's enough. If you don't hate him, that's enough. Loisisna esokicha bilvovecha. But unfortunately, the way people behave, they're such a sinner and such a kinner, and people react in such bizarre ways that they themselves don't even realize. And that's something which I think, if we're going to work on it, and if at least that's what we're going to take out, and we're going to understand that this all comes from the Indian of Yirei Shamayim, because the Yirei Shamayim means someone that's Meitzev Adoyeg, Lias Chared, Lishmoy Velasos. So we're going to, through the learning of the Torah, we're going to understand how a person has to behave, what is within his rights, and what is not. There's a famous Chazanish, it's getting late, but I just want to mention a very nice Chazanish. The Chazanish speaks about the Indian of Asogas Gevul. We know that there's halachas about people, you know, opening businesses on Yenam's turf. So the general rule is that if someone opens a business in a city where you have many people, he can open it on the same street next door to you and you have no tainah. There's a bakery, someone else opens a bakery next to you. If that guy is a Ben Ir, right? He lives in that city, he has every right to open it because there's enough customers for everyone. If he comes from a different city, then you have a right to stop him. So the Chazon Ish asks the Shaila Zoi, imagine if someone is coming from a different city. So what do we tell him? He has no right. Go to Beis Din, try to stop him. Do whatever you can to stop him from opening. If the guy is coming, and if let's say the person will say, I'm a mom, and you know, the Russian, no, that's against the halacha. The halacha is, he has no right, and if you don't do it, then you're not doing your ishtadlus. If a person is opening from the same place, and I want to have the same attitude, I want to go after him and stop him, you're being a koifer, because the halacha is, so what's going on here? Is it an inyan of emunah that I have to believe that I'll have, and therefore let him, or is it an inyan of not? So he says, it's all based on halacha. When the halacha says that the guy is within his rights, then you have no right to stop him. If you stop him, you're a koifer. If the guy is not within his rights, you have every chiyuv to stop him. So we see how even that changes based on what the halacha says. So basically, when it comes to these type of things, before a person goes to the authorities and before a person decides to do his actions on his own, find out what the halacha is, what's within your rights. Because otherwise, you're doing something which is against the Ratzon Hashem. And by going against the Ratzon Hashem, there's no bracha and there's no atzlocha. But if people will behave in such a way that will be according to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be zoicha be'ezes Hashem to bracha and atzlocha, and be'ezes Hashem, by promoting ahava v'ahva v'reis, ben odom l'chaveroi, will perhaps be zoicha to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu, and binyan ba'ez Hashlishi v'mheir av yomenu, amen.